忙了一整天，你累了吗？让诗诗和您一起听着爵士乐，聊聊生活，说说故事，享受一整晚的好时光。今晚你想听点什么？欢迎光临 Jazz 酒吧，聆听爵士之诗。各位听众朋友晚安，这里是 FM98.198 新闻台，我是主持人简诗明。今天在节目中我们非常非常荣幸，很开心可以邀请到，其实要谢谢，先谢谢李让好了，今天来到节目中我们的这个世界口琴冠军李让。
Hello 大家好，我是李让。
Yeah， 我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了来自荷兰的音乐家、钢琴家、作曲家、编曲家，也是老师，是 Professor Mike Della Ferro。
Hello
Hello to everyone。 Hello， so 我们要介绍一下，可能要麻烦你让今天充当一点点小小翻译了。
那可能如果大家不介意我的破英文，
可能要介绍一下为什么今天 Mike 会来到台北呢？就这么快乐的事情。
是，其实前年的时候，Mike 就有传讯息给我，那因为他之前曾经跟那个 Toots Cinnamon 有很长的一段时间有合作。对，那因为前年刚好是 Toots 的100岁名单嘛，所以他其实在世界各地周游列国的时候，都会找各地的口琴家，然后在那边跟他们一起来办一些致敬 Toots 的音乐会。对，那他其实告诉我说是那个谢明彦老师介绍他说，哎，我们台湾要找口琴的话可以找李让这样子。对对对，那当时因为大家可能时间比较忙，后来这个整个合作就一直到今年我们才有办法顺利的去进行它这样子。
原来如此，所以今年我们现在就是现在来到台北，原因是你们第一次要开始展开合作吗？
没错没错。
哦，原来如此，所以之前是互相认识彼此。
对对对，所以我们这次也是网友见面，格外兴奋。
太好了，赶快让听众朋友可以多认识一下 Mike 这个非常非常杰出的钢琴家，而且可以跟兔子有非常长期的合作。根据我找的资料，其实他在世界上跟非常非常多音乐家都曾经合作过。
是，是，
对啊，所以我们可能要邀请 Mike 跟台湾的听众朋友简单介绍一下，他就是现在主要在做哪些事情呢？
All right, thank you. Hello, Taipei. Hello, Taiwan. I'm so happy to be here. My name is Mike Della Ferro. I'm a pianist from Amsterdam. I play jazz.And world music, and I'm very happy to be back here to Taipei to play with the great Yang Li and Ximin.
Thank you.
At the concert hall tonight. Probably if this has been recorded, when this is broadcast, that it's already passed, so you can cut this phrase. So I'll leave a little blank. My father was an opera singer. I grew up with opera and classical music back in Amsterdam. And I started playing piano when I was around 9 years old. And when I was around 15, I discovered jazz and world music and the freedom in jazz. You know, I love to create music on the spot. I love to improvise. I love the harmony and the rhythm.
Sure.
And that's, then I changed. And then I really became serious. Because as a child, I played Beethoven and Chopin, Mozart. But I liked it. But when I discovered jazz, I went like, yes.
That's
this is
it.
This is what I want to do. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I studied at the conservatory in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
They have a jazz department. One of the first in Europe at that time. And I've been traveling all over the world. Yes. I've been to more than 100 countries.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've played with some big names in jazz, like of course Toots, you know. Also here.
Also here.
In
Taipei.
The Kia, what's the name?
Yeah, yeah. 2004年的时候 ，Mike 在那个国家音乐厅跟 Toots Cinnamon 一起办音乐会。
哇！
那个时候我也是观众，
真的真的
在台下，
太幸运了，是。
Yeah, and I also play with the drummer Jack DeJohnette, also here in Taipei once.
Wow!
So I played with some great people in jazz: Randy Brecker, Branford Marsalis.
Yes.
And another thing I love to do is to travel to certain countries in the world and do fusion crossover with traditional music. So I've done this in many countries. It could be Kazakhstan, it could be Bolivia, it could be a country in Africa,
yes.
And I love traditional world music and do fusions.
Wow.
So it's all on my YouTube channel.
Yeah. We should check it.
要翻译一下。对对对,
我们赶快来把刚刚这段翻译一下。
好长哦。看记得多少。这因为 Mike 说他其实是一位爵士音乐家，同时也是一位世界音乐的演奏家。对对对。那 Mike 在小时候其实就是因为家里面一直都是就有音乐的背景嘛，那他们从小的时候就学习歌剧，对不对？
歌剧。
对, 对, 对，
爸爸是很有名的歌剧家，
爸爸 是。然后在15岁的时候开始接触爵士音乐吧，
没错。
啊、嗯，是，对。那麦克很喜欢旅游啦，嗯、就是除了音乐家身份之外，他也是一个旅行家，
真的。
对, 对对，
环游世界，他刚刚说超过100个国家了，
不可思议，
太厉害。
是，
对，而且他不是只是去玩，他还要找当地的音乐家，然后把他就是做一些融合，
是，
对，做挑战这样。
是，我觉得这种感觉更像是一个音乐界的诗人
啊、
对，然后到处。
哎、
对，吟游诗人，
真的，而且到处吸收各个地方的音乐养分，
是，
所以让他自己的音乐肯定又变得不太一样。
是，啊、其实我觉得这种感觉跟 Toots Thielemann 的音乐也特别的吻合，因为我一直觉得 Toots Thielemann 的音乐其实就是有很多的留白的空间，就会很有诗意。
对，
对对对，那像 Mike 本身也像是一个诗人一样的这样子的音乐家的性格，对啊，所以我觉得两个人在合作的过程当中就可以创造更多的想象空间。
是，而且他刚刚特别有提到，就是他开始学习爵士，虽然他的古典训练背景都比较严肃，做一些 classical music， 但当他就是年轻的时候，突然发现说，这个爵士乐的自由程度让他非常的喜欢，对，他就决定说，这就是我的钟爱的音乐了。
是，
对呀、啊，李尚自己也是嘛，你以前的训练是从比较流行的，我们上次的节目有提到嘛，一开始是流行的口琴，
对，
但进入到爵士，你当时是觉得自由，还是觉得困难呢？
啊，又自由又困难。
痛并快乐着。
是，因为
是，
对啊，其实因为过去没有过训练的那个历程，所以开始想要进来真的是不得其门而入了。
哦，是，但是现在就应该慢慢越来越觉得，
就承蒙各位大师的照顾。
对，不，大家都太客气了，所以我们这次才能够在台北，就是能够有一个演出，
是
就包含了 Mike 弹钢琴，然后李让可以吹口琴，然后诗诗也会担任一个嘉宾的角色，
对，
这个能够在台上为大家献唱一两首，应该会我们会录起来，对不对？
会，
这场演出，
对，
因为节目播出的时间应该会已经没办法来不及听现场，对，但大家可以上网去找。那刚刚这个 Mike 也有提到，他自己的 YouTube 频道上面有很多他的这些音乐尝试啊，然后他的教学啊，其实超级多教大家弹钢琴的，因为他也是一个资深的老师啦，对，所以如果想要学他的这个风格的话，也可以在他的 YouTube channel 可以找到很多的内容。下一个问题来想要问一下 Mike， 就是他刚刚说他环游世界已经超过100个国家了，对，但是关于亚洲来说好了，他多次来到台湾，那关于这个亚洲整个各个国家，他有没有去过哪些国家印象比较深刻的，我们来问一下关于这个旅行好了。
Well, first of all, I love Asia.
Yeah.
You know, I have a strong connection also especially with Indonesia, because my wife is from there. And you know, I travel wherever the music brings me, and and in Asia I have a strong connection with the culture, with the people.
Yeah.
So I love to be here.
Yes. Yeah. And actually there's a lot of country, different style, music style.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all around Asia.
Oh yes. Yes.
So you will go there and dig it out.
Yes. Yeah, like in Vietnam, you know, you have this, the very particular way of singing. In Indonesia you have gamelan. You can talk about it for hours, there's so much differentiation.
Too much. But how about Taiwan, your impact of the Taiwanese music?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been here to play jazz.
Yes.
I also once did a summer camp with Tisha, with Chipin and Kaya.
Yes.
I work with them. But unfortunately, but maybe that can change, I've never had the chance to do something with traditional music from here.
Oh.
So maybe we can do something about it.
Sure. Yeah. Then you can discover more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, not too far from here, but I don't know if it's related. Mm-hmm. There is Okinawa in Japan. I've done something there once.
Oh.
But I don't know if there is a connection, because Japan and Taiwan is very different.
Right.
But Okinawa is close, so I thought maybe. I don't know. But with Taiwanese traditional music, music. It's time to. But we're doing a Taiwanese song at the concert.
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can understand a little bit more.
That's a good start.
Yes, that's a good start. So 如果有人听到这个 Mike 说他非常乐意多多学一些关于台湾的更多种类的音乐类型，可能台语歌啊，或甚至是一些古乐器啊，哎，也许大家可以。这个私讯他毛遂自荐一下，对，展开这个合作跟音乐的探索也不错。好，我们先聊到这边来听一首歌哦，这是也是 Mike 他的作品当中我非常喜欢的一首，也推荐大家来听听看，歌名叫做 Light and Joy。Thank you. 欢迎回到九八新闻台爵士知识节目，我是主持人简诗明。今天在节目中非常荣幸请到两位来宾，一位呢是世界口琴冠军李让，欢迎。
Hello， 大家好，我是李让。
是，然后再来呢，继续欢迎我们来自荷兰的钢琴家，也是作曲家、编曲家、教育家 Mike。Say hello again.
Hello.
Okay, so the next question will be, I know you went to the jam session last night. So, yeah. What did you discover? 他昨天晚上跑去一个这个爵士乐手会聚在一起，然后一起玩音乐的一个场合。我很好奇他是什么，就是什么想法。嗯。
Yeah, I went to the jam session last night at Dixie Lane.
Yes.
And I sat in, I played two songs with the band and... And I was really pleasantly surprised to hear so much young, great jazz talent here in Taiwan.
Mm, mm.
Lovely young musicians playing one, you know.
Yes.
And yes. Yeah, I had a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But there's a fence in that place, right?
A fence?
Yeah, yeah. Of you, because my friend texted me that, oh, I found Mike here.
Ah, okay, yeah, yeah, news travels fast. Eh? Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, Yang Li couldn't make it yesterday.
Yeah.
And then he said, go to this jam session. I thought, well, I'm free, I go, and, you know, and maybe because I've been here before, some people know me.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, maybe thanks to the internet, you know, but... I had a great time and
great.
Yeah.
And they show your post to everyone.
Yes, yeah, they had the poster of our concert and they were like
cool.
Yeah, 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 it was very, very nice.
Interesting.
Nice evening.
Yes, yes. 李亮是不是有建议他？就是刚刚昨天才刚到台湾吗？
前天到。
哦，前天到的。
前天到。
是是是。
对，因为昨天下午我们有先做了一次 rehearsal。
哦。
对，然后麦克有问我说：“哎，今天晚上有没有哪边有爵士的表演？”
对。
然后我就想起来，周四好像有 jam session， 我就跟他说这样。
是。对，推荐他去玩这样。
对对
对,
对，
但你自己没有陪他，就是、
啊、昨天晚上我去卖票了
啊，辛苦了辛苦了，是。结果想不到呢，有已经买票的听众朋友、
哎、
就在 jam session 现场，
对，
就发现，而且他立刻私讯给我，他说：“天哪，我捕捉到野生的麦克了。对”对我本来期待是就是音乐会当天才看得到，
是是，世界很小。
对，这就是爵士乐有趣的地方、
嗯。
对啊，就是你会在不经意的地方遇到很多心中的偶像，
是，
对，遇到一些大师、嗯、这样。
对，我当初我的老师他也是告诉我说，其实基本上他们在欧洲平常没事的时候也都是泡在 jam session、嗯。
真的
对、啊
嗯，对，所以如果学生间可能也许你没办法去学校上课，但你想要跟老师面对面接触，那最好的方法就是去 jam session。
是是，
对、啊。
我上次是有一位就是那广州的那个口琴演奏。家朋友跟我说他去好像去泰国吧 jam session、嗯、然后看到那边很多人
对
然后那个 host 是教授
是
然后底下的都是他的学生我就说哦，那他是不是说今天我是 host 你们不来我就把你们全部当掉
不至于不至于对但真的这好像是最快让一个爵士音乐家认识当地乐手最好的方法
是是
对我自己也是如果我一定会去找 jam session、嗯、就玩一玩这样对好了，下个问题又要来问问麦克 you travel around the worldSo you see the jazz scene now a time. So how do you feel about it, maybe compared to Taiwan or compared to me 10 years ago?
Well, I think that worldwide now, the level has gone up a lot. And that's because I call it the YouTube generation.
Yes.
You know, it used to be... So now everybody has access to YouTube. And so even...You know, my daughter, for instance, she took a guitar a while ago. She's a YouTube generation daughter.
Yes.
And an old guitar from her grandmother. And it wasn't, you know. Mm. And then she was like practicing. And like after 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I hear vroom, I hear a chord.
Whoa.
I go like, my daughter, she's Mozart. But, and then I thought, how do you do that? And she was just with the YouTube tutorial. She was, you know.
Oh, she's learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also incredibly fast. So I think that's why worldwide the level went up a lot. I mean, I believe you need a teacher. Eh?
Yes, yes.
Without it, you need also some guidance, you know. Mm. But of course, thanks to the internet, I don't like everything about the internet, but this is a good thing because it has really raised the level.
Wow! So you see that, you discover that.
Yes.
Young people can play music.
Yes.
Every different types.
Yeah, yeah. They can at least start without a teacher.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
YouTube right. generation.
Yeah. So Taiwan is the same. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worldwide. Wherever you go now, it's a whole the level, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be like, you know, some countries didn't have I mean, I'm from Europe, you know, there's Europe and America, we have a lot of access to jazz. Mm. Maybe in Asia it used to be less.
Yes.
You know, less connection, but now through internet, it's all connected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, 我们还是简单先翻译一下好了，就麻烦一下李让好了。
对，麦克说，其实现在他有观察到，就是这个整个世代其实就是一个所谓的 YouTube 世代。
没错。
对对，所以很多年轻人哈，其实只要透过看 YouTube 就可以有一个很不错的一个引导啦。所以那早期大家在这个学音乐一开始领进门一定要有个师傅嘛，那现在至少大家都可以在没有师傅的情况下可以稍微有一些入门啊，那其实整个世代就会因为这样而有一个很不错的提升。对，麦克也有提到说他不喜欢网络上很多事情，但是这件事情他是觉得非常正向的，
是
一个很好的影响，这样
所以造成很多年轻人他可以从很小的时候就学习音乐，
是，
然后整体这个音乐的素质跟水准都往上提升了，
是是，
对，所以不只是在台湾吧，因为我们在台湾觉得年轻人喜欢爵士乐的人越来越多，对，我自己其实也觉得相当惊讶，跟我大概就是2013-14年的时候刚开始想学爵士那个风景非常不相同，
是
那我比较好奇的是这件事情在国外是不是也是一样的，就是外国的年轻人不只玩电子音乐或是 rap， 他们也一样更喜欢爵士乐，我很好奇。所以 I would like to ask you because in Taiwan we see that we discovered the young people they love jazz, they love every kind ofmusic.
Yes.
Yeah, so we have so many young musicians who want to learn and to do as a jazz musician. But is that happen in all around the world?
Yes. I see this everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just talking about Indonesia.
Yeah.
Same thing. Countries in Africa.
Yes.
In wherever you go, you know, South America, I'm very often in South America. Of course, they have their own, like, there's the tango, there's the Brazilian music, they have Cuba.
Yeah.
You know, they have strong traditions,
yes.
very strong. But still, there's also a lot of jazz emerging there.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because before, we think jazz is dying. Less people like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no. It's getting more. And, you know, and also, yes. what's also interesting, I think, about internet, like a niche market, a small market, with internet is relative.
Yes.
You know, because if you have, you know, it's because you can still have hundreds of thousands of millions of people liking this music because of the spread of the internet.
Yes.
You
yes.
see, so it's a community which finds each other online, and that's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, then you can have friends, you can have teachers, fans.
Yeah, it's all, just, so there's no, you don't have this, you know, it's just like open then.
Yes.
And then it can be quite big.
Yeah, yeah, so there's no limit anymore.
No, not really, no.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great.It's interesting, you know, because it's
真的真的对
是对啊。那麦克说，我们现在这个透过这种网络，其实很多的限制都被打开了。那大家在这个透过这个网络，其实可以找到同好，找到老师，找到重点是所有的大家的这个。这个社群网络可以紧密的结合在一起，对的，所以其实在世界各地其实也都可以感受到这件事情，就是年轻的音乐人们越来越想要一起来这个玩爵士音乐，然后进入这个世界里面，
真的非常非常不错。而且一个很核心的概念是他可以把爵士乐跟他自己原本原生的国家的音乐做一个很好的结合， 对，所以就会看到更多不一样的样貌。嗯，我们可以说爵士乐它现在发展的更丰富多彩了。对啊，好，我们聊到这先来听一下刚刚提到这种融合的感觉。麦克他自己本身就是一个非常擅长做融合处理音乐的一个大师哦，所以下面你们听到这段这个 Canto Ostinato 的好像很古典的篇章，但是在 Mike 的重新诠释之下，它有完全不一样的风格。我们先来听歌吧。
Thank you.
欢迎回到九八新闻台爵士知识节目，我是主持人简诗明。我们再次欢迎今天现场的两位来宾，我们的世界口琴冠军李让，
嗨大家好，
以及我们来自荷兰的钢琴家 Mike。
Hello 你好，
耶、yeah! OK Let's come back to your own music。哦，其实我在选今天节目要播放来自麦克的作品的时候，我发现太困难了，因为他真的是一个非常多产，而且音乐风格非常跨度很大很大的一个音乐家，所以每个我都想播。他既有这种很流行的跟歌手合作的，也有刚刚我们广告之前播的这种跟古典的作品把它结合在一起的，然后也有很强烈的啊，当然也有很抒情啊，然后各种巴西音乐啊，爵士乐啊，你超乎你想象的音乐都在他的作品里面找得到。所以我想要问他的问题呢，其实就是他如何办得到，就是吸收这么多的养分，他究竟他对于音乐的想象力是什么。 OK, I just talk about the I discovered that your music style is very very wide different. Yeah, you try this and that and everything is so beautiful. So what are you thinking about music?
Well, yes, I've always been very curious. And I've always been very open-minded. And you know, when I was a child, I was already staring in road maps, you know.
Ooh.
And I like to travel the world. And I've always been very curious to meet cultures other than my own culture. So that also reflects to my music, you know. That, and then I had this chance to work for this organization, and they sent me all over the world to do this, what I said before, these collaborations with world music, and that really opened up a whole new world for me. I don't consider myself really like a jazz pianist. You know, my father was opera singer.
Yes.
You know, I love classical music. I'm also love pop music. I love world music. I love Brazilian, Cuban music. So I'm you know, it's, I'm very open, and I'm, and every time, you know, I search for new things, and so it's my little bit, it's actually my personality to be curious, and you know,
I think that's very important as a musician.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's, there is so much beauty there to explore, and now we have the chance again, thanks to internet, thanks to traveling. So yeah, it's for me personally, it's it enriches me to be exposed to all these beautiful sounds all around the planet.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
麦克说他就是从小就是对于这种世界各地的文化其实充满了那种好奇心跟那种开放性的一种心态了。所以小时候是说他喜欢看那种什么卷轴的地图嘛，
对对，就是那种地，
这感觉像玩 RPG 的时候会有的道具。对，然后可能就会一直在一边看这些地图，然后一边去想象我们遇到，当我们遇到这些文化的时候，我们会有怎么样的一些冲击跟感受这样子。
对
对，那其实这也是他的一个很重要的人生哲学跟态度啦。那他现在其实也就是在用音乐然后去贯彻他的这样子的一个状态、
是是，我觉得其实这个跟李让的人格特质也非常相似，你也是一个不设标签不设限制的音乐家。对啊，
因为从来没有人教我标签应该长怎么样
什么是标签？
对我不太懂
字典里面没有
是是是，
对，所以也不用帮自己设限说哦，这个是古典乐，我是一个 jazz musician 我不能够做这样，其实不用。
是是，
对啊，真的就是之前我有问过李让一个问题，说很多古典音乐家会认为说我要跨出来好难跨，但是对李让来说没有啊、
就是我不知道那个 point 是什么，就是因为对我来说我不了解那个框架，那反而他之间就是对很多人来说不了解框架很难学习，但因为可是因为我从来没有在这个体制，所以没有框架这件事情就变成对我来说就是好像变成是我的
很舒服的一件
事。对对对对对对对
对对，反而就是更多元、更多事情可以来玩。
是是是，
对。但是还是要就是帮大家问个问题，说 Is there any difficult things or some tips if I want to, like I'm a classical musician but I want to play jazz or world music, so what's the tips?
Well, if you're a classical musician and you want to, let's say, improvise,
yes,
you know, first of all it starts with the mindset that you can do it. many classical musicians, actually most classical musicians, I know many, they say, oh, I cannot improvise because they can only read from the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not true, but you have to, it's a different mindset.
Mm.
You know, it's, I always say, you know, when you have a jazz musician and you put sheet music in front of them, mm-hmm. they get scared. And with a classical musician,
yeah.
if you remove the sheet music, mm. they get scared. Yeah? You see?
Yeah.
And that's a good metaphor for how it works.
Mm.
But I'm convinced, I've done actually some classes with classical musicians, you know, but they, and kind of encourage them to improvise, and they can do it.
Oh, once yeah. they can do it, they can do everything.
Yeah, then they're very happy too, because they're not only playing the written stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and they can be themselves.
Yes, mm. yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I love classical music. There is the music is incredible. Actually, 2 weeks ago, I saw a documentary about the. The big piano contest in Warsaw, in Poland, the Chopin one,
mm-hmm.
and the stress and being afraid to play wrong notes, the guilt feeling if they don't practice 8 hours a day, classical musicians,
yes,
you know, and the lot of judgment, mm-hmm. oh, you played a wrong note there,
yeah.
It's so much stress. With jazz, if we play a concert. You know,
yeah.
and we go like, let's play another tune tonight. We're free, you know, and it's great. It's much more freedom.
Yeah.
But again, classical music is incredibly beautiful.
Sure.
You know, I listen to Bach every day. Mm. It's like my morning coffee.
Wow.
So yeah.
Mm, so yeah. just open your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tried everything.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. But classical musicians can improvise. They can.
They can, yeah, and they can do beautiful things.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That's it.
对，其实这个比较玄学一点。对对 ，Mike 自认为我们就是打开，就是 open mind
嘛，就是打开自己的这个，就是不要设限啦。然后，对，那就是其实最主要应该就是不要害怕去尝试，去做即兴这件事情。对，不要害怕犯错。然后，其实如果把自己丢在那个场域里面，可能就是过个一两周，其实慢慢的也就可以进入那个状态了。
真的可以的。
对对对，其实最重要的可能是那个决定。是，对，其实所以我其实认为啊，就是任何音乐种类的人，先来觉得是的环境里面，把自己解放一下。对，解放一下，你再去钻到就是，例如说世界音乐好了。对，你可能会觉得说，哎，那我现在好像有这个 open mind 的这种感觉，就这个自由的感觉，他就可以去尝试很多很多的细节了。对啊，的确是这样。但是他们又担心啊，他担心说我犯错，这个音乐不好听怎么办啊？老实说，我是觉得不会不好听，就是都是自己 judge 自己。
对啊，好像是这样。是，对。梁，你有遇过那种你自己觉得这个作品真的不怎么样，但是旁边的人超级喜欢，也有这种状况吗？也是不少。对对对。然后我都会讲说，我那个哪边做错啊，或者哪边他们说没有啊，听不到啊。好，就举例来说好了，待会我们要播放的这首歌，其实是在 Mike 非常年轻的时候的作品，他的歌名就叫做《3 and 4》。为什么叫做3跟4？因为它就是7拍的东西嘛。 对，然后我听到的时候，我觉得哇，这个充满活力，我好喜欢啊，所以就列入今天的选歌之一。但刚刚在节目前，麦克说，这个我那时候的 timing 可能不太好，这很年轻的时候弹的，但就是一模一样，我们觉得不会啊，很好听，很有能量这样。 Let's talk a little bit about this song, the 3 and 4.
Yes.
So you're really, really young at that time.
It's a while ago. and I hear it because. When I hear it, I hear like, okay, now I play differently.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. And this song, it's an original composition.
Yes.
And it's 7. It's in 7. It's 1, 2, yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
And then a little bit faster.
Yes.
And that's a good example of rhythms I picked up in other places of the world.
Mm.
You know, like in Bulgaria, in Europe, you know, they have a lot of rhythms like that.
Mm. Yes.
And that's how I combined it with the melody, my love for harmony, and I created this song.
Mm.
And I recorded this in Italy with wonderful Italy. Musicians in Milano. Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you.
Listen to it.
Mm.
欢迎回到九八新闻台爵士知识节目，我是主持人简诗明。我们再次欢迎今天的两位来宾，我们的世界口琴冠军李让。
Hello， 大家好，我是李让，
是以及我们来自荷兰的这个世界级的钢琴手 Mike。
Hello， 你好。
Yay。Okay, the last part, I would like to talk more about you. Okay, let people know where to find you because you only stay in Taiwan this time 2 or 3 days.
Yes.、Yes. So.Yeah, I have a website, MikeDelFerro.com, and、
yes.
there is everything. There's even a biography in、Mandarin, Chinese.
Yeah.、
There is a link to all my music, to YouTube, to、Spotify,、
yeah.
whatever. And I also have 2 podcasts.
Ooh, 2?
Yeah, I have 1 podcast、for musicians about music business.
Yes.
And another podcast I have is a personal one where I interview people.I collaborated with based on my travels.
Oh.
People ask me, like, you have to make blogs and write about your travels, but I like to talk, so I started. So, and the podcast, everything, you can find everything on my website.
Great.
There's the links to everything, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's very interesting. You do a lot of things on your YouTube too.
Yeah.
Tutorials. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. I have some, yeah, that's also because people requested.things,
we want yeah, this, we want that.
Yeah, yeah. So I made piano transcriptions with the chord symbols.
Chords.
Because、yeah. people always ask for the harmony. Yeah,、
mm.
so that's, yeah, it's,、so the, it's all through my website. yeah, yeah.
The whole world.
Yeah, yeah. well, yeah, at least some of my world is there. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
哦，对，好，那我们可以在网络上面找到很多 Mike 的踪迹，除了他的 YouTube channel， 还有他的 Podcast， 他的那个 Spotify 这些串流平台之外，
嗯、
那他也有做2个不同的 Podcast 的节目，那一个是。给音乐家的就是当音乐家们想要知道如何经营自己的商务的话好可以去听他这上面的分享
这好重要、哦、
对对非常重要、
啊、
音乐家怎么样活下去对对对
是是是
对那另外一个节目就是他会在上面分享他在世界各地旅游的一些经验、
嗯、
还有他的一些遇到的人啊一些发现等等的
对嗯嗯嗯
因为很多人一直想要拱他去写部落格可是他觉得他比较喜欢用讲的所以他就做了这个节目
没错非常有趣一定要大家去听听看
是
对啊然后这一切的入口都可以从他自己的官方网站找到
是是
对我们也会把连结放在节目的资讯栏了，就让大家可以一键连过去、
嗯、
那里就有你可以找到所有面向就是满满的 Mike 但是我们要回到最后一个小小的问题、哦、就是能够让他这样子环游世界呢其实是因为一个公益的组织叫做美国之声对所以我想说这最后的最后我们让他多聊一聊说究竟这个组织他在做哪一些事情其实是一个算是非常让全世界任何一个小小角落尤其是第三世界的资源比较缺乏的地方的人也能够听见音乐甚至是学习音乐 So that'sTalk a little bit about the American Voice.
Yes,、
mm.
yes. Well, American Voices is a cultural organization,、
mm.
and I worked with them for many years. Not anymore, or sometimes they call me for a collaboration, and、they do many things, but they're, in my case,、
mm.
I did a program called Jazz Bridges.
Ooh.
And this is what I explained before.
Yes, yes.、
You know, let's say I would travel to, well, let's say Kazakhstan, to give you an example.、
Mm.
So I went there, I met the traditional local musicians,、
mm.
we rehearse, and then they play their music and I improvise around it, or, you know, we collaborate.、
Ooh.
You know, we show friendship, respect.
Yes.
So the message is, I mean, musically it's fantastic for me to do it, play with all these amazing people.
Yes.
But also, of course,It's, you know, it shows, I even was in Afghanistan,、
mm.
you know, I went to Kabul 20 years ago, and you know, and there was so many, that's in a way cultural differences,
yeah.
But because of the music,
yes,
you
yes.
know, you actually Afghanistan is a good example. We went to Kabul, there were the traditional musicians, beautiful instruments, and we had no single translator, nothing. So we just had to communicate through music.
Wow.
So the guy there, he plays the robop, which is an instrument from there. Yeah. He plays a chord, and I reply, and we look at, and that's how the music. And the same night, we were invited at his house for dinner, and his wife was making all this food.
Yeah.
We were sitting on the floor.
Yes.
Incredible food, and then and you're in, I mean, I feel privileged.
Yes.
To be able to do this, like in South Africa, I've done a project with the Zulu singer.
Yeah.
And he became a very close friend. And me, being, you know, with this color, I was for 1 week.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the South African black community,
yes.
And they showed me. It was, you know, it's all because of music and respect and love.
Incredible.
Music connects people, and that's why music is so important.
Wow. And yeah. You will stay there about too long, maybe several months?
No. Those projects are usually maybe a week, 10 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
After the workshop, will you record something or?
Yeah. There's some recordings on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful thing to do.
Yes, incredible.
And an important message to share with the world, like,
yeah.
You know, music is the perfect way to, you know, we're all the same.
Yeah.
We have cultural differences, but everybody likes ice cream.
Yeah. That's the language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of yeah. every kind of people.
Yes.
Yeah. 麻烦你让。
哦，好，哇，这个好长啊。
非常长一段。
有好多国家我没听过。
关于美国之声这个公益组织。
是，这个组织他麦克跟他们就是其实已经合作一段时间了。那他们可能每一次就是会就是由政府出资，然后资助音乐家到一些比方说南非啊，或者是一些不同地方的国家。在这边待可能一周或是十天这样子一段时间，那进入当地的文化，那跟他们一起去融入他们的生活，然后一起做音乐，可能一起共享晚餐，好，然后去一起分享这一些讯息，然后让整个音乐走到每一个角落，然后可以成为是一种就是人类重要的资产这样子。
真的，我觉得这过程太美好了。对，当然当下的每一个人也都一定是心满意足，
是
非常非常开心。对呀、时间太短。想要听的音乐也很多，想要聊的话题也聊不完。今天节目的最后呢，我们要播放这首一样是来自 Mike 的作品，叫做 Adagio， 它是比较巴西风格的音乐。一边听着歌呢，要边跟大家说再见了，希望下一次我们 Mike 来到台湾的时候，大家可以亲自来到现场。那在他回来之前呢，在网络上面欢迎大家多多去搜寻他的所有的这个影片啊 Podcast 啊，也欢迎大家留言跟他互动哦。好了，我们最后只能跟大家说一声谢谢你的收听，我们谢谢李让，谢谢 Mike，
谢谢，
谢谢，拜拜
，Thank you， 谢谢
，See you next。